Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
It's snowing again up here in Vermont.
Right.
It's been a snowy week, kind of. But that's okay. Spring is on its way, eventually. Last night, actually, Charles and I watched a movie called The Story of Hachi, A Dog's Tale. It's about a dog. It's based on a true story about a dog that was in Japan, actually, it happened. But the movie was the American version of it all. But a dog, it was an Akita dog, and he was sent in a crate on a train. And the man that was unloading all the crates from the train, the dog was on top, and of course the dog fell off. And he got out of the crate, and he was wandering around the train station. And a professor from a nearby college came by and saw the dog, and being a dog lover, he went over to it and said, you must be missing, your owner's missing. So he tried to find the owner. And he tried to give it away several times, and, can you guys take it? Because they had just lost a dog, apparently, and his wife was not keen on having another dog. So no owner was found for the dog. In the meantime, he kept the dog at his house, and the dog became faithful to him. And so this is, a story about a dog that grew to really love his master. And it reminded me of us and the Lord. Because, as it turned out, over the years, he went every day, walked every day with his master to the train station. And at 5 o'clock every day, his master would come home on the train. And he would be sitting there and watching the door, waiting for his master to come out the door. And this really is a touching, heartwarming story. And he looked at that door for his master to come out. Just, people would come by and offer him treats, because he got to know the people around, and they'd offer him a treat, and he wouldn't even take the treat. He'd just look at the door, waiting for his master to come home. And that was, that struck me that's the way that we should be with Jesus. How many times do we get off on, somebody offers us a treat. Oh, yeah. I was going to read the word. Oh, but wait a minute now. This treat here, I can do this. Maybe I'll do that. It just reminded me of how we are with the Lord and how. And Hachi, the dog, is showing us how we should be with the Lord. And every single day, he'd look for his master to come out that door. One day, his master died. It happened to, actually, in the movie, I don't know how the real story goes, but in the movie, the master suffered a heart attack and died at his job. He was a musician He was a music professor, and that he'd go to the college apparently, and he was in the middle of class and he collapsed and died, and he never came home. Well, Hachi goes to the train station and he doesn't know any different, but it was an interesting twist that they put on the movie too, that the dog that morning that he was going wouldn't go to the train station with him. He just barked at him, And, they kind of made it seem like the dog knew something was wrong, but, who knows. But, so the dog goes to the train station, and he's not there. So he stays there. He won't come home. He stays there overnight. And eventually the family comes and gets him and tries to bring him back home. And it doesn't work out because he wants to keep going to that train station. And he went to that train station. His family finally realized he had to do what he had to do. And every single day, bad weather, good weather, snow, rain, everything. He just went there. And he didn't care how cold it was or how he didn't have any food, although, you know, people would try to give him treats and stuff. And over the years, after a while, he did accept some of the food that they gave him. But every single day, didn't matter, he was there. And the word steadfast came to my mind because, you know, steadfast is a determined kind of thing. And diligence comes to mind because he was diligent. He did what just exactly what he thought he should do, and he was determined and not led astray by anything. And he finally died at the train station when probably 9-10 years later. I think he must have been around 12 maybe, because I think he was around 2 when he, who knows? Yeah, in the true story, he was 2 and died 9 years later. He actually, in the movie, looked like he was just a puppy when he was wandering around the train station. But to me, that brought to mind how we should be with the Lord, you know, and not be led astray by other things that are we think are more important than him. Because he asks us to look to him first and not other things. And dogs are a great example. Their faithfulness is a great example of how we should be to the Lord. And maybe I've never been a cat person. I've never had a cat. But from what I've seen of cats, they're kind of like how we are sometimes to the Lord, or most of the time to the Lord. Maybe all the time for some of us. I don't know. But cats are, they'll just do what they want, you know. They don't, you ask them to come, they're not going to come. They want to do what they want to do. I've never seen a cat, not having experience with cats, I don't know, but I've never seen personally a cat that's really done anything other than they just wanted to do it, you know. And if it's good for them, if they want some food, they'll pay attention to you, but it's only because they want the food. It's not because they, you know, have this great loyalty and everything to you. But dogs show that faithfulness. And I know that Davy's dog, Babe, is a good example of that. Babe hears his voice and shoots like a shot to him. He has to tell her to stay because she wants to go every single place with him, wherever he goes. And she follows him and looks to him like we should look to the Lord. And it was a good movie. It was very kind of a tearjerker type movie at times, but it was a good, I think it was a good lesson for me, you know, to realize that's how I am to the Lord sometimes. No, well, most of the time, if I tell the truth. But he shows an example of how we should be. So let us look to the Lord like Hachi looked to his master. And, you know, the Lord is our master. Are we being as diligent as the dog was, Hachi was, to his master, and looking to him without being cast, brought aside from all with all these other things that don't matter? I know that I have a ways to go on that, and I praise the Lord for showing me that lesson in this movie last night. Amen.
Well, thanks, Karen. And I don't know about Hachi's master, because I haven't seen the movie, and, well, none of us really know the true story there, but what I do know is that the Lord Our master is faithful. He is true. He will never let us down. He's worthy of our service, and he's willing to accept us as we are. It doesn't matter what we've done or where we are right at this moment. If we choose to serve him, he will accept us. I was reading in Lamentations this morning. So if we could turn to Lamentations chapter 3, verse 18. And I'll read. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering my affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recalled to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. Now, everybody in this room knows that we have hope. And for those who might be listening to this recording in the future that may be going through a hard time, I want you to know that you have hope as well. Now, continuing on with verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust. If so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach, for the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion, according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good? Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways, and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. I'm going to end with that. Let's search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let's lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. I know that for me tonight, I'm going to get alone. I don't have a prayer closet per se, but I have a quiet place at my house. I'm going to get alone. I'm going to get down on my knees. And I'm going to try to get back to the basics and get back to him. And I encourage all of you to do the same.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, I it was funny this morning. I saw Karen's old notes, and she had Hachi the dog, and I was like, dang, that's what I was going to talk about. It's actually, we've all hit on the same thing, or what I believe the Lord's showing me. One thing about the Lord is we see in the natural a reflection of things of the spiritual. Okay? And I know that one thing, I'm a dog person, and my dog, I would say, is pretty loyal to me. As loyal as he can be, I guess. But one thing that you see is, going back to this Hachi the dog, it was one of these movies. He had to cut through it's a Richard Gere movie, so you have to cut through the Buddhist baloney. in it?
Sure.
Okay. But it's actually a very nice story. You know, it's a story that we see in, you know, where this dog had loyalty to his master. And I will say that, you know, it's one of those movies you watch and you're going, you know, you're crying. You know, it's like, you know, like Karen sitting right to the left of me, I'm like going, you know, because it's a sad story, but it's also actually a story of hope in a way. So anyway, what I would like to read is I'd like to go to Isaiah 40:28. And it really goes back to, you know, the story. There's two things that we see. You know, we talk about, let me read this first here, Isaiah 40:28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You know, one thing that hit me about this whole dog story, you know, we know that when we look at verse 31, you know, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. One thing that had happened in this time with Isaiah, well, let me stop. We know that those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, but what is that wait? You know, most times, most Christians I know, and I myself am guilty of this, is wait. Okay, Lord, I'll wait for you. Sit there and twiddle my thumbs, yeah. But the wait that he's talking about is service. Now, one thing I know that it's been a hard lesson for me to learn is that service. You know, is learning actually to serve. And we know that when we look at the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, too, is that it's a place of service. But one thing that, to bring the dog story into this thing, you know, I can wait and I can serve someone all day long, but that doesn't mean my heart's to them. I have to be loyal to who I'm serving. And loyalty is one of those things that if you've ever been in the military, one of the most crucial characteristics that you can have when you're serving someone is that loyalty. Because I can tell you, you can serve a person all day long, but if you're not loyal, it's not going to work. And that's something that we have to be unto the Lord. When you look at Isaiah and you Isaiah's prophecies and Isaiah's warnings, when you then carry it down to Jeremiah and the Lamentation side, what was Israel's problem? They were not loyal or faithful unto the Lord God. If you go previous into Isaiah, they talk about the making of these idols. Okay, their heart was not loyal and steadfast unto the Lord. You cannot serve the Lord Jesus Christ unless your heart is steadfast and loyal to Him. You know, one thing that comes to mind in this whole thing is, you know, you look at sin. Okay, well, sin was a creation. You know, it happened because of what? Lucifer's rebellion against the Lord. Okay. Lucifer decided that he wanted to be king. He wanted to be God. Okay. Therefore, he chose not to wait on the Lord, and in the reflection of that, he was no longer loyal unto the Lord. If we make it to heaven, we have to be loyal unto the Lord. We have to be obedient to everything He says. And we have that opportunity here on earth. You know, one thing that Scott said is, you know, the Lord is faithful. Okay? you know, faithful and loyalty are pretty close together. You know, they're like opposite sides of a coin, I believe. You know, the Lord is faithful to us. You know, He promises us that He paid the price and He'll never depart from us. And that's a true thing. And that's something that I know at times in my life or times when I've been walking, you know, God, where are you? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? You know, and that's something, I mean, what Jesus said on the cross. The Lord is faithful and loyal to us. But we, in turn, have to be so to Him. You know, we have to be faithful and loyal to His Word. We have to be faithful and loyal to the truth of His Word. And being so, it means that we cannot change that Word. Because if we change that Word, we've no longer are faithful and loyal to that. You know, and I know when we look at the natural and we look at the spiritual, you see this thing with the dog. You know, I mean, this dog was loyal. He was faithful. You know, he waited. I mean, come on, what's a dog do? Okay, I mean, there are working dogs and there are other types of dogs. I mean, this dog every day in the movie and in real life, I mean, he went to the train station every single day for 10 years or 9 years in real life. Okay, it didn't matter what was going on. He came to the train station at 5 o'clock and waited for his master to return. That's what we're to do. Okay, we're to wait and be faithful and loyal and wait for our master to return. Whether we be caught up to heaven, you know, with the blink of an eye or whatever, you know, we have to be faithful to the Lord. And I know that when I look out in the world and I look at myself even, am I faithful to the Lord? You know, I know that I fall miserably short. I see everything in my life as a testimony against that. But I also know that the Lord's faithfulness and loyalty, if I hold on to Him, will bring me to that. And that's the part that we need to get to. We need to get to that point where our trust is so fully in the Lord that we are willing to let go of those things that bind us to this earth. And I know the time is coming and the time is at hand. You know, things are happening in this world very rapidly. I mean, I know of a certain group that's going to have a change of leadership a week from today. There's not much time left to let go and to be ready to serve the Lord. And I know that for myself, it's been one of those things that I've been going through some trials and tribulations. I've been going through some heating. I've been going through some boiling. And I'm going up that mountain and shedding those cares. But that's something that we have to do. We all have to do. Okay, if we're not willing to do that, then we're not showing that we're loyal to what the Lord has promised us. You know, what decision are you going to make? You know, I can't make that decision for you. I mean, heck, sometimes I look at myself. I can't make the decision for myself because I see myself as one, what does James say, double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. We cannot be double-minded in the ways of the Lord. We cannot be double-minded to Jesus Christ. Because if we are double-minded, at what point when that sword falls, are we on the right side or are we on the left side? You know, we need to get to that point now where we make a decision on what we're going to do. And I know that all these things that we're seeing out here, they're heating up. They're coming to a boil. But part of that boiling of the world is that we have to be stable and faithful in the Lord so that we are that thermostat, not that thermometer. You know, we can't be swayed. We have to be faithful and loyal and be steadfast to the Lord. And I know something that Karen had asked, you know, she asked me earlier, she goes, well, do you think I could compare this dog to the way Jesus was to set his eyes to the cross? You know, Jesus had his eyes on one thing, to finish what he came to do. We are to be like Jesus and have one thing, to serve him as he served the Father. Let us get to that point. Let us move to that point where we wait on the Lord and serve us, and we are loyal and faithful to the Lord in all that he says and does. So, I guess that's about it. God bless everyone.